Weiter in Shasper and Kiddushin, the Ein Test beginning up on Ein Chesama Beis Barabam and a page by the Mishnah. About the Mishnah. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Misha Nasa Bishusa Shlucha. Let's say you have a father who can marry off his daughter. She's a Katana or Naira. And he goes ahead and he gives her over to a Shaliach. You know, said, yo, Shaliach, you go marry off. Lakacha is Bito. Vahalach Vahu Vikicha. And then he himself goes and marries off his own daughter. So then it's just a game of who did it first. Im Shalo Kadma, the Kedusha of a Kedusha. And if he was first, then it's Kedusha Kedusha. Vim Shalcha, Vishluko Kadmu, Kedusha Kedusha of the Shalach one, then his Kedusha is Kedusha. Vimino Dua, and if it's not known which one came first, beep turn the page, giant test. Then Shteim, Nosin Get, both of them have to give a get if she wants to marry a third party. Vim Ratsu Echad Nosin Get. If you want one of the yet, another Kikonis, if you want to marry one of them. V'chein is similarly, seemingly the same type of case. V'chein Isha Shanasa Rishusha Shlucha Lekach. Let's say a woman gives over, you know, it's a Bulgari, she gives a Shliach, says, go marry me off. V'halcha V'kishas, but she does it herself. Im Shallah Kadmu, if hers came first, then Kiddushah Kiddushah, her Kiddushah is Kiddushah. V'im Shal Shlucha Kadmu, Kiddushah Kiddushah, V'im Ein Yodon Shreim Nashon Get, Nashon Laget, V'im Matsu Echad Nosin Laget, V'echad Kones. Utsricha, we got to bring both of these cases. Diashmina and Gabi Dide, if the Tana would have just taught this idea in reference to him, the father accepting Kiddusha for his daughter, then we would say the following. Mishum de Gavik de Kim Lebe Yuchsen. We would think that only in that case is his Kiddusha going to override his Shliach, because a man, he knows things about Yichus. Val itza the lokim love yuchsim. When it comes to women, they don't really know much about the yichus tikkul. Then ema lo nahava kiddusha kiddushin. I would say that her own kiddushin shouldn't work if her shliach ends up marrying someone else, and therefore they should go with the shliach. V'yash bin gabi didar, if it was just said by her, then the woman who goes and marries herself off mishum the itza daika o mitzvah, because we would say that only in that case is kiddushin override the shliach, because a woman would go ahead and check out the guy very carefully when she marries him, because she's the one marrying him. But the father, what does he care? He's marrying her off. That make no difference who it is. If he needs both cases. Let's say her father marries her on the road and she marries herself in the city later on the same day. As Rav Shlomo Yitzchak says, bo bayom, on the same day. Veharehi bogeres. And then they go and they check it out and you find out she's a Bulgaris. They check to see if she's still in the Rishus of the father, and it turns out that she's actually on that day a Bulgaris. This is getting messy. Rav Amar Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Bulgaris Lefanenu. This is it. She's a Bulgaris. That's what we have here. Rashi's V'kiddusha, Kiddusha, and V'lo Shalavia. Her Kiddusha is Kiddusha, not her father's. Even though her father went first, it doesn't matter. She's a Bulgaris. V'shmul amar chashin l'kiddusha shteyam. We have to be worried about both of them. Rashi's Shama Kishakidsha Av Naira Haisa. Akadim Kiddusha, maybe, by the time, but the father did it, she wasn't yet a Bulgaris. And they, you know, they checked and there was no, they, you know, they didn't check yet, and it turns out she was still not a Bulgaris, and therefore the father's Kiddusha is really Kiddusha, so we don't know what the story is, and that causes ourselves a bit of a problem. Now the Gemara says, hold on a second, Amos, when exactly did this happen? Elaim of Besoch Shisha, if you want to say that this happened during the 6 months that usually happens between Nairus and Bagrus. We know a girl becomes a Naira, and then 6 months later she becomes a Bulgaris. Behan Nima Rav, Arehi Bulgaris of Fanenu. In that case, Rav's going to say she's a Bulgaris. Hashtahu the Bagra. Maybe it's only now she became a Bulgaris, because we don't expect her to become a Bulgaris at that particular time. Elul Acher Shisha. You want to say we're doing that after 6 months? Behan Nima Shmuel Chashin Lekudisha Shneim. What Shmuel's going to say, we're worried about that. We're really concerned that maybe the father is actually good also. V'ha'amer Shmuel ain't bein Nairus Abagos Elu Shishachal Shmuel Vada. It's only 6 months. It means after 6 months is nothing. Therefore, there's no reason to be worried altogether. Says the Gemara, Lo Tzricha. What Lo Tzricha? Dekadish be'ahu yom edamashim Shisha. We're talking about a case. Spachlok Zom and Shmuel is when these engagements happen on the day the 6 months finish off. Rav Amarei Bogeris Lefenenis. Okay, we have a Bogeris. 6 months is up. The fact that she's a Bulgaris right now, must be she was a Bulgaris already in the morning. No, maybe only right now it happened that she got the simanim, but in the morning she didn't have that, in which case we have to be choshesh for both of them. Says the Gemara, it's asking Kasha and Shmuel. Shmuel says, hashta, that maybe that we're going to have to choshesh for both. Shmuel, maishta mi mikvah. Why is it any different than a case of a mikvah? Ditanan. We learned in a mishnah. We saw some getting, my friends. Here we go. mikvah shenindad v'nitzchaser. You check it, do a check a mikvah. You do the measurements. You know, you have our boyim saw, and it turns out that it was chaser. Kol tayru shenasa gabav lamafreya. All Torah things that were previously, you know, set up because of it. Bemishes yachad, bemishes arabim, tameos. They all become tame. Oh, the pretty goes against Shmuel, saying that it was that. There's no suffix going on. Rashi says the lav suffix who. So that's again Shmuel says we have a suffix. Says we're in a shiny awesome. That case is different. The ikal meimer, haimei tami al cheskaso. We have to keep the tumah on its chazaka of tumah ve'emel lo taval, and say that there was no tvila actually happened over here. In fact, the Gemara other rabbi. What about the opposite? Just say the opposite. Hamid mikval cheskaso ve'emar lo chaser. Why don't we just say that the chazaka of the mikvah that it was good and it wasn't chaser? Says Gemara. No, Arei Chaser Lefanecha. Listen, right now, right in front of our eyes, it's Chaser. So what are you going to do? You got to go backwards and say, okay, it must be that's no good. And not to say that the Chazaka that it's good. In fact, we're back. Hachanami, Arei Bogaris Lefanecha. But I mean, over here also, we see that Zabogaris is in front of you right now. So therefore, let's go backwards and say that she's a Bogaris the whole time. When her father married her off, like Rav says, still Kasha. No, Hashu the Bugger. We can say that right now, she's a Bogaris. Because say the mikvah right now became chaser. Why don't we say that? So the Gemara no hasam tarte l'riusa. There, by the case of the mikvah, there are two weaknesses in the case for Tara. They had a previous state of tuma, and the mikvah is a current state where it is no good. Hachachad l'riusa over here is only one thing which is a weakness over here, and that is that right now she's a bogaris. But that's not enough to get rid of the entirety of it. Therefore, Shmuel's still alive. Okay, Shmuel, my shna mechavis. Why is this any different than the case of a battle? You know the battles. A chavis is a battle of wine. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Hayabodik gets a chavis lahavish ale truma veholech. Let's say you have a case that if somebody is, you know, generally they go and they check out the wild, the barrels. To go. This guy is a barrel of wine that he sets aside that he's going to take off, you know, part by part in order that he should take off truma on it from something else. And later you find out that it was vinegar. What's it then? Kol gimel yamim vade. All 3 days are certain. This is a machlokus in the Bava Basa. What exactly is going on over here? Either what it means is that all the 3 days from the last time you checked it, the 3 days after are going to be for sure that they were good. Only after it's still good. Or the other one is, oh, for sure the last 3 days were no good. And before it is the question. Mikan ve'elech safik. So we say, kol gam yamim vaday. Mikan ve'elech safik. We have a bit of a problem here between that of the barrel and that of the mikvah. Why over there between these two cases that by the case of the mikvah we say vadai the mikvah was no good right away, but we say the case of truma that we're not sure if it happened right away. Mantana chavis, who's the one who says the din of chavis? Rabbi Shimoni. Rabbi Shimon, the Gabi Mikvah, Nami Sveka Mafshiri. He also, when it comes to the Mikvah, he considers it to be a Suffolk. The Tanya for the Braisa, that's similar, that brings out this, this mystery we saw by Mikvah, Kol Tairus, Shanasu al Gabov Lamafreya, all Tara things that were previously prepared because of it, Bem Shishacha, Bem Shisarabim, Tameos, or Tame, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Shisarabim, Taurus. No, Suffolk. Tumish Shisarabim is Tar, but it's a Yachid Tolin. Then we're Tolit, and it remains hanging. Okay, so now, Avalu Rabbanon Tevelim Afreya comes out. The way that we explain this, that according to the Rabbanon, it's going to be Tevel Lemafreya. It's going to go back retroactively to be Tevel. Similarly, Shmuel, who seems to go according to the Rov of the Chacham over the Rishimin, say that the girl who's now found to be Bogaris was a Bogaris from the beginning of the day. Kasha on Shmuel. This is where a shiny awesome. Nah, the case of the battle with the wine is different. Because we can go at it, we can say that let's keep it Tevel. That's the last time we knew about it. and that it wasn't fixed, it wasn't taking off the proper things, and therefore you weren't able to use it. Affect the Gemara. Adiraba hamid yayin al cheskasavim eloichmi. It's why to put the yayin in its chazaka and say that it didn't yet become vinegar at the time of the battles that teruma was set up in it. But the Gemara, rei hechus lefenecha. But right now we have vinegar that's right in front of us. So the Gemara, hachanami arei bugers lefenecha. He bugers in front of us. No, has to the bugger. It's the only natural river goes. Hachanami has to the echmets, which they might have became a chametz. And for the Gemara, Hassan Tak the Busa, Hachachad the Busa, who de ego, like we said before. Nebe Ketanoi, let's say that this machlokas Rav and Shmuel about whether or not we say Rav, who said straight up that she is a bogeris, and Shmuel, who comes along and says that we're worried about the Kiddushin. Let's say that this is actually a machlokes Tanaim, Rosh Hashanah Rav u Shmuel. Let's take a look. Beep, turn the page. I ain't test. Amen, boys. Me, motzi, miyad, me. A beautiful Gemara in Bava Basra. We know that a person is a shchiv mira, he's on his deathbed and he gives away all of his possessions and he gets better than the din is that you have to return the gifts because he clearly only did it on condition that he's going to die because he left himself nothing. A healthy person who does such a thing, so then it goes through and you can't retract on such a deal. Now the Gemara says a case of the following. That is, mi shemotzi, mi motzi miyad mi. Who takes money from whom? Who motzi miyadam b'loraya? That is that the one who gave over the money, he can go ahead and take the money back without any raya that really he was sick. In other words, what happens is we have a bit of an argument over here. This guy claims, oh, I was sick when I gave over all this stuff. They say back, no, you weren't. So it sounds like, according to this opinion, he can go and take it back with any raya. Vehem asidim, and they... But they can't take the money from him without being a raya that he was okay, that he was healthy at the time. Divrei Rabbi Yaakov. That's Rabbi Yaakov shtickle. Rabbi Nosson said, in Barihu, if the guy right now is healthy, he wants to go and take it back, a lovely raya shall yishchimira. Then he used to bring a raya that he was sick at the time that he gave the gift. Vim shchimirahu, and if this guy right now is a shchimirah, aleyam, it's on them, l'haviraya, shaboyah, that he was healthy. Name a Rav, Domer, Rabbi Nosson. Let's say it's Rav, he says the Rabbi Nosson. Shmuel, Domer, Rabbi Yaakov. As Rashi brings, Shmuel says that it goes according to Rabbi Yaakov, the second one, that what he is right now doesn't tell us what he was at the time in the past, therefore we don't have a raya. Someone says, no, I love Davka. Amalekha Rav could say, I know Dami Afil Krav Yaakov, even I owe the Krav Yaakov. Ad Kanokam Rav Yaakov, Hassam, the Ikalamimar, Ha'amid Mamun al Cheskoso. Rav Yaakov doesn't say his din, that the present status doesn't tell us what the previous one is, except there in the case of a Matana, since we can say, keep the money in the last place where it was, right? Mamun al Cheskoso, which is that it belonged to the one who was giving it. But here, in the case of the girl, can we say what we want to tell you, say Taina, that keep her body in the last state of what it was? As Rashi points out, since this was the day that she was switching over to be a Bogeres, we have no right to say that she's still a Naira, or she was a Bogeres. We're kind of like stuck on any sort of chazak over it. There's no chazak either way. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, I know, Dami, I feel a little bit nasan. I can even go to Rabbi Nosson. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Nosson, hasam de kuli yama becheskas bria, briyim kaimi. Right? Rabbi Nosson is not saying that we say, we go according to the current status, except over that case where there's a matana. Why? Because every person is assumed to be healthy unless there's a reason to think not like that. So mandaka mafik nafshi mechazaka, if one wants to remove himself from the chazaka of being healthy, havi alei li suiraya. It's on him to bring a raya to say that he was sick at the time of the matana. Over here, in the case of the girl, is she removing herself from an earlier type of state? There's no riots taking her out of the state of being a Nairas, because many girls will go even beyond that time period. So we see that Rav and Shmuel could go by either one of them.
So the Gemara, maybe we can put on the following machlokas tonight. Name a kahani tonight. Rav and Shmuel goes like according to one. The following one: kitcha avia b'derech v'kitcha atzva v'ir. Like we said in the Braisa, a father marries her off on the road, and she does it for herself when she's in the city. Like we said, it's on the same day. V'arei bogeres, and we check out and find she's a bogeres. Tanachada harehi bogeres l'faneinu. We have one Tana that says we have a bogeres in front of us, as like Rav said. But Tanya idach hashin l'kedusha shteim, to be worried about kedusha shteim. So for the first one, we say that nope, we only go by this the her herself. And the other one says that we have to be chosen for both. My lav chad k'Rav chad k'Shmuel. So we're going nope, lead the idi v'idi v'Shmuel. Both of them can be going according to Shmuel. Kan b'machashto. Kan b'she'en mechasha, mechashto. Love that word. The concept of hachasha, where there's a contradiction. So kan b'chashto. The first verse is talking about that we say, oh, she's a bogeres in the morning, like just the way we find her now. It's talking about where she contradicts him, meaning she says that she already saw in the morning that she was a bogeres. Right? We find she saw signs of bagris. We now find her to have in the afternoon. So therefore, we say, yep, she was a bogeres at the time that her father accepted the kedushin. But here, the second one is talking about where we're not sure what the din was. Is where she's not contradicting him. She doesn't say that she was definitely a bogeres in the morning. And therefore, we're kind of stuck on what to do with it. So both of them can be going according to Shmuel, not a rye over here. Venema midamasniyasa lo pliga maraya nami lo pliga. Says the Gemara, okay, so then why are we saying Rav and Shmuel even arguing? Just like we touched up this price over here, let's say the Rav and Shmuel not arguing either. Rav's talking about where she's contradicting, and Shmuel's talking about where she's not contradicting. Says the Gemara, no, but Tizba, you think that'd be the case? The cat doesn't make sense. Harav Yosef, brother of Menashe, midvil avad uvda kvasid Rav. He went ahead and decided a case according to the Rav Paskin, the Ikbid Shmuel, and Shmuel was makbid on it. V'amar kuli alma kailalei bekabazuta. And he said that this is Shmuel's response to him. He's saying, oh, kuli alma kailalei bekabazuta. Everyone was giving only a small intelligence. V'haimi darbanan kailalei bekabazuta. Rav, this guy's in a very large ability to go out into of wisdom, of chachma. In other words, we know the Rav is makel in such a circumstance, right? Because Rav is a makel one. Because according to him, she's definitely married to the second guy she got married to. Shmuel, though, is mesupik with the dinner. So he's saying, no one else wanted to go and pask like this and rely on themselves. If Yosef, okay, I guess he's intelligent enough to go and decide what he wants to do. So the Gemara, V'sakadak pligi, I might come back, but if you're saying they're not arguing, the Gemara would get annoyed. Dilma, ki avad uvda b'machashto. Maybe the whole case was chosha. So clearly they are arguing. Amar le mar zutra le ravashi. He said that hachi amar amimar is a memor say hilchas de Shmuel. Alocha is kavase de Shmuel. Ravashi amichas kavase de Rav. The hilchasa kavase de Rav. Whoa, what a turnaround! And alocha is going according to Rav that we say definitely married to the second one. And there's not a suffix. Okay, my friends, we're gonna stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.